Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Scream loudly!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
This might be a first right here. I'm trying to feel the rhythm. I mean, I like the song and all, but I think this would be tough to strip to.
You can do it.
Yeah.
I pull a nipple out and then I pull it back up. Other nipple out. Pull it back up. Pull the thong to the side. Oh, no. Got to wait to the end of the song to see that, boys. I mean, ladies.
Yeah.
What?
I have a,
where are you starting?
I'm a dancing teddy bear.
I have a good ability to understand song lyrics that other people struggle with.
What do you hear from the? What do you mean? The actual lyrics or like the deep impression of what the artist
just to understand the actual words used?
Oh.
Yeah, he just straightened it out for me, so that's cool. I didn't have to look it up.
Why? What were you thinking?
I thought you said waiting for Dong.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
No. It's Page Rejoin Week. And I'll be honest and tell you, Fatboy loves when it's Page Rejoin Week. He says it's easier for him than when Nine and I do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We make you work for it.
Let's just say there's a lot of options to choose from.
What do you mean?
Let's just say there's way more options than I asked for to choose from.
You do three rejoins a day.
Except for 2 days,
right?
Yeah. So 3, 6, 9, 14?
Yes.
Patience is like 200 at once.
Yeah.
Oh. So is it up to Fatboy?
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes some may not work out, and I just kind of switch it around, you know, trying to make it the best that
I
can.
Yeah, but like, is that the first one she put for today?
No, there were a few different options for today, so I kind of I picked them and set the order.
Oh. So you don't like? So you're being sarcastic when you said when you love Paige. You love Paige when she picks out songs.
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
Well,
I think that is you're being honest.
There is a theme, so I adhered to the theme.
The theme is what? Those who are no longer with us.
No.
Perhaps no. Okay. Well, we'll play the game throughout the rest of the show and try to figure out what it is.
You might get it next time.
I don't know. What if you take him out of order? Paige, just send him 3 songs a day. That's all.
Okay.
That's all, not 6. Because then it leaves it up to him.
I sent him 4 today, so he had an extra one.
You said 6, liar fat boy.
Go verify.
Liarberg. That's your new nickname. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:07. We're going to have tickets to Disturbed and Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Both of those we'll have tickets to coming up momentarily.
It was 5.
You sent 5 today.
5, okay.
Well, is that better than not sending enough? I'm just cool.
Yeah, I don't think it was a criticism. It's just a number.
No, just saying you sent 5 instead of 4.
Well, you know, I liked a lot of the songs, so, you know.
You don't have to defend it. It wasn't a critique.
No, it was just, that's why I do that, just to make sure that it's covered in all bases.
Yeah.
Do you really know how many we are supposed to do per day?
I do, but, you know, I like 2 songs, and I thought, excuse me, I'm losing my voice. You know, I thought, I like both of them, so I sent them all.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Sorry, Fat Boy. It's up to you to decide.
You know, everything I do is wrong, but that's okay.
No one's critiquing you. You're defending nothing.
I'm telling you, you're working too hard. You're sending too many songs.
All right.
No, you're overdoing it, is what I'm saying. All right, we're going to get to Pigskin Picks, the results of that. We traditionally do that around 8 o'clock, top of the hour, 8 o'clock. So we'll do that today. And speaking of all that, the poll results finished over the weekend from who P1s wanted to see lose the next week of Pigskin Picks. The options, obviously, Paige, who does everything wrong in her mind.
Well, I try.
Fat Boy, who hates when Paige does rejoins.
You and walk then, up to Paige on a day like this. Hey, look nice today. She'd go home and change clothes.
What was your? What do you mean
why
today?
You backhanded, Chris,
did
why
I not look good
me?
Friday? Like, what do you mean by that?
One of those days Mark yells at her because he said, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
So Paige got 18% of the vote, Fat Boy 23% of the vote, and then there was a tie for first. Nine, they want to see you and I lose.
Well, you just did it.
At 30%. I know.
Damn.
Yeah. So there
we go.
You just
did it. So I guess, you know, according to them, I should be up.
Yeah. And then you can also see video of me blindly smashing my Ray-Bans on our social media, at the Rise Guys. At the Rise Guys. Yeah. Now, also, we're going to do the mail sack later, and I got a bunch of email right here. And I'll tell you that about a third of them, honestly, were asking why we bypassed Paige's psychic story. And the reason was because it came up during headlines, and we just didn't have the time.
Yeah.
Oh,
but we can do that now, because one of the items that Paige brought in for her personal item was the last gift that her deceased husband gave her, and it was some perfume.
Yep.
And then we're like, no, don't do that. That's too close. And then a lot of people were saying, well, that's sentimental as hell. She brought in a great item. And then something came up about psychics, and Nine and I won't personally tell you why. Nine can feel free to, but I won't tell you why. But I dodge psychics now.
Now, the reason those items were brought in is because they might be destroyed, right?
Right.
While her item is a great item, it's too good an item for that, because if we destroy it, we're going to catch so much hell from so many people. Like, we're going to be dicks if we were to destroy that. We'd be such jerks. Like, it would, like, it's supposed to be a punishment for her, but it would blow up in our faces if we did that.
Yeah.
And she knows that. She's smart.
Did you know that, Paige?
No. Okay. You said something that you cherished, and that's what I did. I don't have a lot that I cherish. I mean, that's a big word for me, so.
Cherish is a big word for you.
One R.
Seven letters.
C-H-E-R-I-S-H?
Well, the meaning behind it, you know. I see. You know, something that you
I cherish you. So, what was the psychic story? Because you said, Paige.
Okay, yeah, so.
A psychic told you something one time that came true, and again, Nine and I changed our two. I did. I mean, maybe you've changed back, Jimmy, but I won't have anything to do with psychics anymore.
No, man, I don't need a psychic reading for any reason.
No, but I got one time, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I had one as well.
Yes. All right, Paige. Was this at the same?
Well, nothing came true with the psychic, but what she said was really alarming.
Was this the same party that we had? Oh, man.
Yes.
Same psychic?
Yeah. Same girl that you sat there. I don't know if we went first, but what she told me is that I would divorce my husband and that his family did not like me at all because I was abusive to the child.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why would you say? Why would you say that at a party? This is like a social drinking party kind of thing.
Yeah, which is so not true. And then the psychic told my husband that he would win the lottery. And
what?
And every year he kept buying lottery tickets thinking that she was telling him the truth. So I guess in the long run, he won the lottery. He got to go to heaven. But it's very disturbing to me.
So, she told you that you would divorce him.
Yeah, that his family does not like me whatsoever, and that.
Do you have a good relationship with your in-laws?
I have a great relationship with them.
And then she—that was probably when she'd had a few drinks.
I don't know.
Didn't know what she was saying. But that what? So you're at the party and you're having a good time, and she's like, "Hey, you see your husband over there? You're going to divorce him."
Yeah, that.
Wow.
It was a problem with the ex and talk, and I was just like, are you serious? Because I've never met her, and we've never had a quarrel whatsoever, you know?
That was the bad news psychic. That psychic gave bad news to everybody.
She gave, what a party killer.
That was the bad news psychic, man.
Okay, so after I heard that, I was like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I left the party thinking, okay, see, this is bizarre.
Tobacco smoke and Ouija board dust.
I left the same party thinking, oh, it's probably just a, you know, like, not, you know, I'm not saying there's anything about psychics that aren't. I think there's a bunch of bullcrap psychics that just go in and say whatever. But, like, what was said to me was just crazy talk. And then, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, ha, ha, you're crazy. You crazy psychic at a party. You're probably not even a real psychic.
Crazy psychic.
You probably raise dogs for a living or something. You're probably a kennelist.
Run a puppy farm. Puppy mill.
No.
Puppy mill. That's what you don't like.
So did you share that with Chris then, Paige?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about it through, you know, at the party on the way home, and I thought, this is so bizarre. Are we really going to divorce over... What's her name?
Yeah. Oh, the psychic?
No, over, you know, someone in Chris's past. I don't use names, but, you know.
The psychic said her name?
No, but just another woman was involved with this whole relationship, blah, blah, blah. Damn. And I'm like.
And you assume that it was his ex?
No, that's what she was saying, that someone that was related to the child. So I assume, and I asked her, you mean his ex? And she said yes.
Oh. The baby M.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you guys don't have to say what it is, but did it come to fruition pretty quick after you guys were told? I guess it doesn't matter. If it still happens, it happens.
Yeah. It was within a year. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So what about yours? Did anything come true, or?
That's what he just asked me.
I mean, accurately, what they depicted. His mind was completely way off.
Yeah,
I got another question.
What?
When you talked to the psychic, did events as she described them take place that way?
There was no description of what?
I'm asking the same thing she asked.
Okay.
That I just asked.
That's the same thing.
No, sure. But I mean, see, mine was 100% inaccurate, so it would be, you know, just to see how spot on somebody could be.
Yeah. I've already said I'm not talking about it. You're trying to turn this on me.
We had a different one because I talked to one who said I was going to own a business.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you're not getting your money back, buddy.
You're talking to my psychic.
There's been a psychic who's been working in Greenville for years and years and years. I was a little kid in the same place.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one. I'm not going to say where or anything, but you know the one, the exact same one for, for years and years and years. The Cadillac,
you read my lips again.
With the Cadillac out front.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just your pants are tight.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Paige knows it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. She's been there for like 30 years that I know of. I was a little bitty, tiny kid. First time I ever saw it driving by.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is there something to it if you've been in business for 30 years?
I guess if she told you that.
It's like the TLC Motors of psychics.
I predict you will buy a 2017 Jeep Cherokee.
TLC Motors.
I predict everyone will ride today. Oh, that's wild. Fat boy, you were told you would own it. That was all same party.
Yeah,
this is how our boss used to throw a Halloween party every year at his house. Real over-the-top flamboyant party. And
she said I would be prosperous later in life, but I assume she meant when I could draw, but not own a business.
When you can draw?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Social Security?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to be an artist.
I thought you were going to be a wrestler.
No. She'd be ever, but wouldn't draw.
that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
I think you know how loans work.
Mm-hmm. See, okay, so what she told Paige did not come true. What she told Fatboy did not come true. But what she told Nine and I somewhat did come true. So she's about 50-50, which they probably all are. But think about it, this day and age, what are all marriages? 50-50 divorce? Good shot in the dark there, psychic.
Yeah.
Disco?
Yeah, absolutely. That's funny, man.
I predict one out of two couples at this party will get a divorce. Oh, man, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I know, man.
I
can't remember the specifics of what the psychic said. It was all bad news.
It was very bad news, and at a party.
Yeah.
I mean, just where everybody's all lollygagging around, having fun. It's like, bad news for you, bad news for you. The other two, y'all are going to do great.
I don't remember the specifics, but it did involve deaths that did, in fact, come to fruition.
Damn.
Yeah.
You will lose a cat.
Oh. Oh, no.
It will be in the back of your house.
And that same cat might make you lose a leg.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. She's getting better, though.
Nine, avoid oh, all feline.
Still not nice, but she's better.
Well, like, she'll grow into that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just
all
avoid
right.
all women besides my dog.
The best dog.
Move. Dog.
The OG. Dog.
That's the best move.
Yeah, he's been avoiding the other one for, 15 months now.
And Paige, yeah.
Yes. All right, we'll take a break here. Get your fingers out. Where were they at, first of all?
We're picking your nose, if you're lucky.
Get them out of there and start dialing 1-800-774-0093. We're going to play the Ring of Fire. You could win Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets for December, or you could win Disturbed tickets for a week from tomorrow at the Well.
Or you could win big-time wrestling tickets for Spartanburg this weekend.
We got three rounds we can play with, three prizes, 1-800-774-0093. Ring of Fire right after this.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3, the planet.
What a fun song, what a fun Love game.
Is a burning
My daddy would hum this when he was on the toilet. He really would. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:30. Happy Monday / Tuesday Eve. What better way to get you into a good mood on a Monday than free stuff? And not just a pair of this or a pair of that or this or that. How about tickets to see Disturbed at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena a week from tomorrow, brought to you by Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, the best beer on the planet, which we'll be doing the P1 Patio. Details coming forth. We'll be doing the P1 Patio meet-and-greet kind of situation out on the P1 Rise Guys P1 Pilsner Patio.
Yeah, man. We got stuff to do next Tuesday.
Tuesday week.
Yeah. Don't
we forget. Also will have tickets to TSO.
Yep. Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming to the Well December 6th, I believe.
And then we also have tickets to Big Time Wrestling.
That's the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium this coming Saturday night.
Featuring
Kane.
Arn Anderson.
Kurt Angle.
Others?
Yeah, Scott Steiner.
Scott Steiner's going to be there.
Yeah, proprietor of Shoney's.
He owns the Shoney's. Mm-hmm. That's right. All right, 1-800-774-0093. We are prepared. And I will tell you that Matt, that's me. Matt, you're paired with Tim. Paige, you're paired with Tanya.
Hey, Tanya.
Fat Boy, you're paired with P1 Swaller. And uh-oh. Nine, you're paired with P1 I Lose Stuff.
Yeah. Oh.
Hopefully it's not games.
Nice.
All right, this is where y'all sit back and let us do all the hard work.
All
we're going
right,
to play
Tanya.
Ring of Fire. Nine, you want to give an example round, I guess would be the way to say it.
Yeah, we could do a quick run through real quick.
All right, we'll just show those listening how it's played.
You want me to start with a name?
Sure.
All right, George Washington.
Okay, I would say George Washington Carver.
Okay.
Booker T. Washington.
Okay.
Martha Washington.
Okay, I'd say.
And you keep going until somebody can't think of anything, and you get a 5-second lull there.
Yeah.
And once you can't think of anybody, you can play off first and last name.
Yeah. By the way, mine was Martha Moxley, which goes to John Moxley, and we go around again.
Yes.
Oh, well played.
Perfect.
I like that.
Who's Martha Moxley?
The girl who died in the Ted Kennedy car crash.
Oh,
I believe.
Everyone
right?
knew that.
Right, that was Martha Moxley.
That was Chappaquiddick?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was her name.
Oh, no. Martha Moxley was the one who was the Skakel thing, right? Man, there's so many Kennedy scandals. I don't know.
There was a lot of those.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this,
I'm proud of the Martha, though.
Yeah, Skakel. The Skakel-Kennedy thing.
All right. So which tickets will be up for grabs in which round? Because we'll let them pick.
Yeah. Let them pick what they want to go see, man.
All right. And we'll do round one now.
Yeah. Who's throwing out the word? You want me to do it or somebody else?
You just did that one.
Yeah.
I'll do one, and then we'll figure out round two and three.
Yeah,
right.
So we'll go from Matt Man, and then Fat Boy will pick it up from there.
Yeah, that's the order.
Yep. I don't think I'm going to do well. I feel out of practice. I feel rusty.
Are you ready? You feel rusty?
Get your dog out of here.
Okay. Round one. First name is my favorite baseball player of all time, Dale Murphy.
Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Dale Jarrett.
Dale Earnhardt.
Teresa Earnhardt.
Carrie Earnhardt.
Carrie Corey. I mean, Carrie Hart.
Carrie Collins.
Tom Collins.
Landon Collins.
Michael Landon.
Oh, that's
great.
Let's
see. I don't know. Michael Rucker.
Darius Rucker.
Frosty Rucker.
Who?
Frosty Rucker.
Yeah, football player.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Peace out.
I didn't know what the first name
was. Off of Frosty Rucker.
Oh, Frosty.
Can't think of Frosty, man. I ain't got one.
I thought you said Krusty.
Or a Rucker either. Another Rucker. I don't have one.
All right. Nine years out. Man. Well, y'all accept Wendy's Frosty.
No.
You will not accept, so I got to do off one off Rucker?
Yeah, no Frosty Snowman either.
Yeah, guess what? I'm out too.
Fat Boy wins.
Fat Boy wins round one.
What?
I don't think that's ever happened ever, ever.
Ah, man. Somebody called us out that George Washington Carver is a middle name, not a first or last. I don't know if that counts.
Well, I still played it off George.
Yeah, that's true.
I played it off George. You could take it. Yeah. I played it off George.
No, it works. I just wanted to clear it up.
I'll give you Clooney now.
It's fine, Wink, man.
All right, Swaller. Which tickets do you want? Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Big Time Wrestling, or Disturbed a week from tomorrow at the Well?
Disturbed.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling. Hold on, P1. Swaller, you're going to see Disturbed a week from tomorrow at the Well, presented by Rise Guys, P1 Pilsner, the best beer on the planet.
Woo!
So I'm out, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Swaller has won. All right, it's back to me, Nine, and Paige. Round two. Can we get some more Jenna Cash? Make it official.
Yeah, hang on.
All right. And then and the order will be, what do you mean, hang on?
I got a couple other things I got reserved for this pot.
Oh, I see. Here we go. I need it to concentrate.
All right.
As we play
mood.
Ring of Fire round two. All right. Then, Paige, you throw off the first name, and then it'll go to Nine, then me, and then so on and so forth. I'm still paired with Tim. Paige is with Tanya, and Nine is with P1. I lose stuff.
Lose stuff.
All right, here we go. Round two, Ring of Fire.
Mary.
Mary what?
You got to have somebody, like a famous person's first and last name.
Oh, okay.
You know how to play this game?
No.
It's your first time, isn't it?
All right. Brian Johnson.
Okay. Give me Gene Johnson.
Give me Gene Garber. Atlanta Braves.
All right, Gary Johnson, whatever. There's a bunch of
which
them.
One am I playing
Gene
off
Gene Garber,
of?
Man. Go Gene
Garber. Gene Garber. Paige.
Gene Simmons.
Okay. Give me Ron Simmons.
Give me Ronnie James Dio.
Good one.
Pulled that one out.
Ron Ortiz.
Ronnie Slackley.
God bless. Ronnie Millsap.
Well, I thought of a good one.
Ronnie Van Zant.
God.
Give me Ronald Murray.
Give me Eddie Murray, Baltimore Orioles.
Give me Eddie Money.
Give me, wait a minute, you skip Paige.
Oh, my bad.
Eddie right. Murphy.
I thought she was out.
She's out?
I don't think she was there.
Okay, give me Charlie Murphy then. My bad.
Charlie Murphy, give me Dale Murphy. I can use him again. Different round.
Yeah. Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, give me please. Give me Dale Earnhardt Jr.
God bless. Give me Cal Ripken Jr. Yeah. Ooh.
Does that work?
Yes. Yeah, can I not play it off
the
junior? I don't think you can play the junior.
All right, then give me Dale Jarrett then. We'll do that again.
There you go.
All right. Oh, gosh.
Back to you, Nine. Dale Jarrett.
Give me Ned Jarrett.
Give me Jeff Jarrett.
Give me Jerry Jarrett.
Give me Jerry Lee Lewis.
Give me Jerry Clower.
Give me Jerry Van Zant.
Give
no,
me...
that's not one.
Oh, okay.
Jerry, I'm out.
I was about to hit you with Jerry Van Dyke.
I was hoping somebody would say Ron Carcavice.
Oh, man.
That's one that popped in.
All right, so that means Nine is out. P1, I lose stuff, we'll bring him on. That means it's going to be me and Paige head to head.
Oh, goodness.
We're not very good at this. All right, P1, I lose stuff. Do you want to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra or Big Time Wrestling at the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium?
I would love to go see TSO.
TSO,
well, yeah,
it is.
You get to.
Yes. Congratulations, December 6th at the Well. All right, that means we're down to Big Time Wrestling tickets. Be able to go see live professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Kane will be there.
You can go meet Kane if you want to.
I wonder if he'll be in the mask or if he'll be wearing the suit now that he's a mayor.
I want him wearing the suit and the mask.
Wouldn't that be great? Like he's wearing, it's like corporate Kane.
But he's wearing the mask and the suit. That's what I want. Mask yes. And suit, same time.
And he's got to use the old trach mic that he used to use.
Yeah.
That's what I want. All right. It's down to me representing Tim is down to Paige and Tanya.
Yay, Tanya.
The last and final round for Big Time Wrestling tickets. Fatboy, you haven't started a round. Throw it to Paige, and then I'll pick it up, and that's how we'll start it. Me and Paige head-to-head. You give her the name.
Okay.
Paige, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this.
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Al Lewis, grandpa from the Munsters.
Al Michaels.
George Michaels. No, that's not fair, is it? Is that right?
Yeah, you can use it.
Okay.
George Jones.
Tracy Jones, pitcher for the Reds.
Oh, gosh.
Did I just win?
Yeah, you did.
Are you verifying it? You want to verify
it? No, I'm just looking at texts and stuff.
I'm
other things.
Well, no. I wanted you to verify it and make sure that I remembered that correct. I said Tracy Jones, who played for the Cincinnati Reds.
And I just assume because, you know, baseball players.
Yeah. And I get that right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that means that I won big-time wrestling tickets for Tim. Tim, we did it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Tell Arn Anderson that I said, hey, and he's my favorite horseman besides Rick.
Yeah, he's my favorite beyond Rick.
Yeah. All right. Hold on, Tim. We got to get your information. What is it, Jim?
He's not a pitcher. He's an outfielder.
Hi. Oh, well, regardless. Yeah.
Yeah. He only played 5 seasons. How do you know him?
87 tops.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I memorized them all.
That was his sophomore campaign
on
the diamond.
Okay. All right. That was the Ring of Fire. Paige, you didn't lose or you didn't win that. But you're going to win our hearts next with
Hopefully.
The Plex. What are you working on in headlines?
All right. We're going to talk about what shut down over the weekend, and you may be very disappointed. So we'll find out what that is in your Rise Guys headlines.
What shut down over the weekend? You may be very disappointed. Okay. All right, I don't know what that alludes to, but we're going to find out next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, you guys. Well, MoviePass announced a new plan where their users could see unlimited movies for $10 a month, which sounded unsustainable, which is true because MoviePass shut down indefinitely.
That's the one you had, right, Fat Boy?
Yeah, I had it, and it was, I think it was like $12 a month, and you could see anything you want, anytime, anywhere. And then that changed.
Hmm.
With no plans to relaunch, and they were looking for financing to continue in some way, but nothing ever came to pass.
Yeah.
They're probably hinging upon one person will go see one movie a month, and they'll just get what they're supposed to get out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then you have the fat boys of the world who will buy it, and, I mean, rightfully so, use it as much as they want to.
Oh, yeah, man. There's nothing wrong with that, obviously. That's, you know, you have very few people who do that, and then you have a bunch of people who lose money on it.
I'd be losing money.
I'd be losing money on this, man.
I know. Like, every year my mama buys me one of the Lord's Chicken's cards, you know, to get a free milkshake this month and that month. And I always forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, they thought the theaters were going to, you know, subsidize it for them.
Yeah.
But there's no incentive because they don't get anything off tickets anyway.
Plus, all the big theater chains can just start their own like they did.
Yeah, they showed them the model, didn't they?
Yeah, they showed them how to do it. And then, like, Regal and AMC and whatever Magic Johnson has, they all like just, you know.
AIDS.
No, in a movie theater.
Oh, my goodness.
It's HIV. You never had AIDS.
Yeah,
HIV.
I got you.
Well, they changed it to where you could see this movie at this time of day at this theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Because nobody wanted to do
Movie Pass got screwed.
Yeah.
Well,
they had a good idea, and it just got jacked from them.
Atom, A-T-O-M, that's the one I used because it gave me, when I first signed up, they gave me a bunch of free movies.
Yeah.
But then all the local Greenville theaters have taken it away. You can't use it anymore.
Yeah, use the Fandango?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They didn't give me free movies, though, to download their app.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they don't have to. They're established.
They've already established
They're like pre-smartphone.
Yeah. No benefit.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, it's weird, man. I don't go see enough movies to not just like walk up and pay the $13.
Yeah.
And then, well, why did I do that? Why?
Well, what's going to draw you into the theaters? There was a study done on what moviegoers want to see, and according to this, they want to see far fewer trailers.
What? It's the best part.
Well,
it's the best part of a bad movie, ain't it?
According to this, 59% of Americans don't agree with what you say, in fact, boy. They say the ideal number of trailers before the feature film is 1 to 3. Whereas another 21% would prefer 4 to 6. And then 5%, they want it completely eliminated. It's annoying.
There's a whole TV show about movie trailers. It's on Access TV. It's nothing but trailers. All they do is show movie trailers for half an hour.
But that's riveting.
It's yeah, yeah.
That's so exciting.
It's like when you think, man, I just go outside, huh? That or when you're watching WCW Monday Nitro from 19 years ago, then you're like, man, I should just go outside.
Wow.
It seems like most people go to the movies to, like, okay, it's something to do, but I really don't want to be here. But we'll go do it anyway. It
seems like movies have become such an event apart from just going to watch a movie. Like, all these big releases have to be an event now. Everything has to be an event. But it's just, I mean, I've said this before. You can't make an event out of me going to watch a movie. Like, that's, in my mind, it's not an event. It's just, I'm watching a movie, which is a very casual, laid-back thing. Oh, I watch a movie, yeah.
We drove in a tuxedo and We drove in a limousine and wore tuxedos to go see a movie once, Jim. Yeah.
Well, that was the movie I was in. So that's different.
Cool.
I had to go to the premiere.
I had to make a big deal about that.
The premiere.
Well,
I didn't do that. Other people did that.
According to the Hollywood Reporter, the pre-show at most major chains is roughly 15 to 20 minutes.
You remember what it cost to get you in to that Nino Mosquito premiere?
How much?
It was literally a can of beans.
Yeah, it could be dented, too.
Oh, that's right. It was a can drive.
Yeah, the can of beans.
Oh, we called it the Cannes Film Festival. The Cannes Film Festival. You brought a can of, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder whose idea that was.
You know what? It's gonna be Rocktober soon. Except the Rockies got that. That one year they were good.
Go flick then, yourself.
Then November, which requires some explanation. And then you know what, guys? Never have done AC December, which was Nine's great idea.
Oh boy.
Oh man, I'm dying for AC December. It's like right in the Mark Hendricks wheelhouse. We've never done that.
I'm putting together something.
Just you wait, buddy.
For Paige called Guns and Rosé. You should check it out.
Oh, yeah.
I do love
yeah.
sparkling rosé.
We're going to go to CNC Indoor Range. We're going to drink wine, shoot guns.
Hey, I'm all about that.
Yes.
All right. So the average family, I was just talking about this with Matt, man, about texting and sending emojis over the, you know, recently over a break. And the average American family, they communicate through text primarily, and the average American family sends 10,384 texts to each other in a year, and that would be the average four-person family.
Hmm.
It's roughly seven texts per person per day.
I don't talk to anybody that much.
Well, you know, it's important things like did you make it to school on time? Did you how was your day? What do you want for dinner?
Right.
When are you coming home? I would think if you're a mom, it's probably you're texting more than seven times a day.
Yeah, and then dad isn't.
Well, I mean, probably the same, but I can only relate to being a mom. The questions that you can ask, I imagine it would be the same thing.
Look,
either
my one relative does not text, so this is foreign to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Moose. Yeah, she don't text, so I don't ever text my family. I mainly text Matt and Fat Boy and that group chat I'm in on Facebook Messenger with a bunch of sickos.
Oh, Jesus.
So here are the top three messages that parents send to their kids. I love you. When will you be home?
Martin.
Where are you? And the top five things that family text each other about are dinner plans, coordinating pickups and drop-offs, asking about where people are and checking in, and also coordinating errands. Did you stop off and get the bread? Because we'll need that, or milk for breakfast. So, you know.
Milk for breakfast.
Things like that that are so important.
Whenever you get those texts about, hey, did you remember this or did you remember that? Either you get mad because you forgot it or you get indignant because you remembered it. It never ends well. It never is like you're in a good mood about it because either you're like, so you got to check up on me. You're like, ah, crap, I forgot.
I'm at the store now.
Yeah.
But don't get the wrong kind. So that's just being, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Certain
yeah.
brands for certain people. And I know that I've gone to two different stores looking for a particular brand.
Oh, yeah. No, I was hanging out with some buddies over the weekend, or a buddy, and his girlfriend was there. And, I'm not going to say any names here because you'll figure that out when I tell the story. But, He retrieved a time of the month product for her.
Yes, it has to be the right brand.
She already had them, but he got the wrong one. Apparently, we had like a variety pack here.
Yes.
He got the wrong one, and I'm sitting there for like 25 minutes, just uncomfortable till that blew over. It was tense, man.
Well, that can make a difference.
I don't know.
A big
difference.
I don't
use them.
Yes. Just coming from my side of that, yes, that can be a big difference. All right, then. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right, so Rise Guys will be right back. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
But I listen to it as much as possible every day as I'm going into work.
You can't complain with them, man. They're the best.
Phony phone calls are hilarious.
They have a good show.
I sweat when I laugh at these guys. They make me laugh so hard.
93.3. The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.